It's not oxygen gas that our bodies require. That is, we don't breathe the oxygen gas, but electrons, or as I said, charge drawn from the oxygen. That is, no gas flows from the alveoli to the capillaries, only a charge extracted from the oxygen gas. We must recognize that the oxygen molecule is highly charged or electronegative, one of the most electronegative elements in the periodic table. That means it has a strong tendency to accumulate electrons or a charge. Well, that's interesting. Whether any tendency exists to give up these electrons in right circumstances is less clear. Conceivably, some of these electrons could be drawn off by positioning a positive charge close enough. When opposite charges lodge near one another, electrostatic attraction can be of an impressive magnitude. Any such positively charged entity could thus serve as a receptacle for the oxygen's electrons or negative charge, and if that positive entity happened to lie within a capillary, then it could transport that charge or those electrons directly to the tissues downstream where it's needed, hence drawing the charge or the electrons from even the most electronegative substance would be plausible. Recognizing the ultimate need for electrons in tissue metabolism, we could envision the electrons transferred from the oxygen to the red blood cells, then delivered downstream to the relevant sites in the tissue in such a way the electrons could be delivered directly to the tissue, absent any intermediate step. And basically what he's saying is, what does the oxygen have? Well, clearly it's one of the best, if not the best, carrier of this so-called electron or electronegative charge. And if we have something that's electropositive, which we will find out in a minute is hemoglobin, then you can have a mechanism where the hemoglobin attracts this negative charge from the oxygen. And as you'll see, this starts to make sense of the squeezing of the red blood cells in the capillaries to facilitate this transfer of charge from the electrons to the hemoglobin, charging up the hemoglobin, and then allowing the hemoglobin in the blood to deliver that charge to the tissues, which actually, interesting, are called the electron transport chain, which is allegedly where we derive fuel from, which then gives you a perfectly reasonable mechanism of, it's not the oxygen, it's that the oxygen is the carrier of an electronegative charge, which is attracted by the positive charge of the hemoglobin. The hemoglobin picks up this positive charges, changes its configuration, which is what you see when you test the hemoglobin. You erroneously think it picked up the oxygen because it's now in a charged or different configuration. That doesn't mean it has oxygen. It just means it's in a different configuration, which is a electronegatively charged configuration. The hemoglobin within the red blood cells can then go on to deliver this electronegative charge to the tissues, and you have a perfect mechanism where you actually sync up the need of the tissues for a charge, or sometimes called electrons, with the absorption of these electrons from the world's best electronegative donor in the air as a gas called oxygen.